Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drink that you love.
The drink. We do the same drink every week, so you tune in.
Water.
That's an interesting flub.
Yeah. Keep that in.
I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Jeff Dutton, beet red today.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
We got a little something going on with your camera, I think. You got a new camera?
Yeah, we're working on cameras, but I look like Heat Miser.
You look like maybe just, I don't know, a little nervous to be working with Tim and Mike.
Episode 177, nervous to be.
Hey guys, hope you enjoy my stuff today.
You do look like you just came back from the beach.
I came out from the rain. Does that help?
No, I guess you'd be the opposite color, blue.
This is a frazzled episode for the Sloppy Boys. I just got back home from Joshua Tree. Mike, you said you're frazzled. Jeffy came in from the rain. Where our nerves are on edge.
I usually live my life in a sort of constant state of frizzility. Always a little bit. What's going on? I got to do something, I think.
Listen to this blunder I just made that was quite bad. Remember last week I was like, talking about how I ate a big ramen before the show. Well, I did that again, but guess what I spilled? The worst possible thing to spill in a kitchen.
Honey.
I spilled a jar of Flyby Jing chili crisps. So it's like goopy oil.
Oh, Timothy.
And precious. And so delicious and precious.
It's like $16 a jar, and it got on me. It got into my ramen. It got on the floor. It got splattered on the cabinets. It got on me, and it got into. I got these little like mats in the kitchen. It got soaked into the little carpets. This was the hardest cleanup ever. I was just like wiping oil on the tiles.
That's you're gonna be picking out little chili crisp nuggets, little chili flakes
for years.
That happened to me once. I dropped a bottle of olive oil, and it's like, what? This is going to take forever to clean up. And it was just kind of every day you keep going over the same thing over and over.
It's a slippery little puddle.
Slippery little spot.
It kind of buffs the floor. I was like wiping it down and like buffed. It was like polished the floor a little bit.
You do the whole apartment. Here's a little kitchen innovation I came upon yesterday. I'm drinking a scotch, right? It's the end of the night.
Scotch.
I got a scotch on the rocks. I've come to like it, the peaty scotch. I've gotten used to it. Didn't take long. God.
Nasty.
But it was a little too peaty. I wasn't in that mood. So I said, you know what? I had some
peaty.
I had some maple syrup out. Because I just had pancakes for dinner. I made pancakes for dinner.
Dork.
Well, it's my right to do it. So I had the pancake stuff out. So it was kind of room temperature, so it was a little runnier. I dunked a little bit of that into this scotch.
Oh,
that is what I've been looking for with my, you know, those maple old fashions you can get.
Yep. Sometimes what you're looking for has been in front of you this whole time.
Been in front of me the whole time. Thank you, Jeff.
Mike, was it a little bit like the rusty nail, which had Drambuie?
He doesn't remember, Tim. That's a useless question for a guy like Mike.
Years ago, I'm sure I didn't drink the rusted nail. I think I drank something different.
Rusty nail. Rusted Root is the band, though. I had a rusty nail at Bigfoot recently. Quite delicious.
Nice. I got to try that again. Another little liquor innovation I had over the weekend. Not innovation, just kind of struck me. You know, you go to your liquor bottles sometimes and they're covered in dust. You're not, the Galliano really doesn't get that much use. Yeah. Unless it's summertime and you're going to a park and you're bringing a whole bottle of Yellowbird. Well, I was walking around my house the other day. I was I had one of those spray air duster things. Getting my TVs and stuff. And I go by the TV and where my liquor cabinet is. I said, oh, wait a minute. Start blowing off the dust. Looks like a brand new. Yes, yes. The can duster. Did I not make that clear? It looks like brand new bar over here.
Hey, Mike, do yourself a favor. Give yourself a little two to that.
Yeah, I'm a little dusty myself.
One for daddy. Just blowing dust off your face.
But do that, folks, do that. Go. That's a tough spot to clean. Sometimes you can just get that like wand in there or something. You know,
mine's gross.
You just got to
get the back bottles.
Yeah, though, you get you that magic wand. You try to clean your bottles with that.
Like, yeah. It doesn't work. Not that type of wand. You know what I'm talking about. A little duster wand.
No.
Not a dildo. Electronic dildo.
Here's my innovation. I didn't have any Coke this weekend. Coca-Cola in the fridge.
How are you going to make a Batanga?
How am I going to make a Fernandito? Was my real question for myself. Yeah. I'm watching movies and I said, God, I would love to have, I got a brand new bottle of Fernet. I got no Coke. And then I realize deep in the back of my fridge, a lone Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Jeff, that's good. What's a lone Dr. Pepper doing? That's nice.
I know.
That's nice.
I couldn't believe it. I was in there with a flashlight and I parted the ferns and I saw a Dr. Pepper hanging in the back. And then, so I put them together and I made a little Dr. Fernetter. How about that?
That's good.
And the taste was good.
Hey, that's
good. Did the Fernet kind of just dominate it, or could you taste a little bit of the doctor?
Well, no, you know the Fernet is dominant. Sure. So, but it just like the Coke, the Dr. Pepper gives you that little bit of sweet. That's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
I poured myself a big Mr. Pibb from a Coke freestyle machine when I went to see Madam Web the other day.
You saw Madam Web?
I did and too, I'll tell
it
you.
It had
about
no
that.
Taste. I had to dump the whole thing back. I went to a different machine. I tried it. It's still no taste. I dumped out three Mr. Pibbs and then I had a lemonade.
It wasn't Pibb Extra. It was just normal Pibb.
I tried them all. These freestyle machines had no fucking taste.
Those freestyle machines are insane.
They're supposed to have every taste.
They don't have any taste that are at all good. It's too much shit. It's too much for the populace to have.
Give them enough rope to hang themselves.
Yeah. I went to, I saw Madam Web, I think on opening weekend. I went with some friends, you know, our buddy Nick Naney, who's been on Questions for Lennon. Mm-hmm. He was with us.
Personally, I call him Nick Naney, but.
Nick Naney. I should too. That's how he pronounces it.
That's how he says it. So you should maybe get on board with that.
Like, you got to get on board.
I learned it as Nanny, and then I thought it was Namey for a while, like name. Anyway.
I had a cat named Namey. Continue.
I knew about that. So we went to the Madam Web in the 4DX, you know, those seats that go up and down and spit water.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
And we get to Nick's seat. It had a full water puddle in it. We were like, well, yeah, you're not sitting there. So we found some other seats because no one was there. And yeah, that was, he must have seen Waterworld the movie before.
They put a quart of water in the seat.
So we found a couple other seats and then the trailer start. And to show off how the seats work, and ours isn't moving at all. And we're like, oh, they didn't turn them on because nobody bought these seats. So we had to find him another seat kind of away from us. But it was very fun. That movie was, you know, it needed a rewrite, but I think I still had a good time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were there any Easter eggs?
Oh, yes. I'm sure there were, but I don't really know.
No, but at the end, did people gasp when, like, you know, Wolverine came out? Did they do anything?
No, he didn't come out. And they didn't have any. They didn't have a scene at the end. I was like, what the? I thought this was like every Marvel.
There wasn't a post credits, but there was a. I mean, the movie ends with pretty much like a commercial for the next movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not making another one of those.
I don't know.
You think with Sidney Sweeney on board, they're not going to make another movie?
They'll make the Sidney Sweeney show. Yeah, I bet you they will do that.
I saw Sidney Sweeney and Billie Eilish next to each other. I thought they were the same person. Mm. They look like twins.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, they both have that like sleepy-eyed, doe-eyed 70s lady eye.
We got to start having that sleepy-eyed look.
Yeah.
I know.
Me, 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 me. So blow off your liquor bottles, folks.
You know what's a fun accessory? You're talking about the can of air to dust stuff. How about the electric tennis racket for hitting bugs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I got one of those. We should. That should be another zap challenge.
We got too much. You got to deal with your voodoo zaps first.
Oh, right. I'm up to like eight bags.
Hey, we got to do that drink when I'm in LA going to be.
I meant to do it for Mardi Gras and it came and went.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we did the Ramos Fizz.
Yes.
We sure did.
Well, as we close out the IBA, it's nice to knock these off, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, do we get in some booze news?
Jeff, what are you taking your time for over there? You like to get right into booze news.
No, you like to get right in. You're the Rush guy.
Me? No, I am the, well, here's the thing. Me. I'm the Rush guy. I love shit chat. I will do that for the full hour if we need to.
Because you don't like talking cocktails.
I don't like cocktails.
You like pancakes for dinner.
No, ooh. I'm saying, yeah, I'll do everything a little backwards. I'm saying, Jeff, I don't like this idea of like, okay, we did all this crap and now it's drink time. Now we got nothing to say. What are we going to say for the next? I say as long as we got things to keep it rolling.
No, I'm getting notes of lime. I'm getting notes of honey.
Okay, we're ready for business?
Yes. Hit it.
We will get these let's slip where the biz be the news, where the drink of the day have bomb day or chartreuse. As I ring dong de ringo, I coach I chi chai, cause the main podcast host is a hell of a guy.
Bip to Spip was sent to us by Paige Reagan, a.k.a. Pagan Rage. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
That was a nice little jam. That reminded me of, I don't exactly know if they sound like this, but if we're like the band Jamestown Massacre.
Oh, yeah. They're in that documentary Dig with the Dandy Warhols. They were the other band. What's
Jamestown Massacre? Or
Brian Jonestown.
Brian Jonestown.
But this was a Built to Spill. That's a Built to Spill song. They swapped it.
But it's kind of that trippy, dreamy rock.
It's some alt rock for
sure.
Is that
shoegaze? You know, people talk about shoegaze. What's that all about?
That's My Bloody Valentine.
That's My Bloody Valentine, and I can't even think of even one other reference point.
That's what you say if people ask. You say My Bloody Valentine, okay. And it's because they were staring at their petals, Mike, their petals. That's why it's called shoegaze.
Oh, I thought it was shoegaze because the audience is just like, whatever, and looking at their feet.
Pretty much, but it's the guy on stage.
Damn.
You guys want to hear some booze news?
Mm-hmm. I would love to.
This is what we like to call quick bips. Bipping around. Kind of checking in the follow-ups to some stories that we've been tracking here. The first one, we asked for it, we got it. The first of the new Don the Beachcomber restaurants has opened. I just sent you guys a link so you can see the article in I Love the Berg, which I think is St. Petersburg, Florida News.
Wait, are you paying for this? Remember that? You got Tampa News once?
Yeah, I probably paid $120 for this. Yeah, well, I was accidentally subscribing to the Tampa Business Insider for a year on my own credit card. In Madeira Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm. A restaurant group had acquired the rights to Don the Beachcomber and Don the Beachcomber's recipes and stuff like that a year ago. We were waiting for these to open. Now, here they come. I'm looking at some pictures here. It looks a little chainy, dinky. Mm-hmm. It doesn't smack of authenticity.
Looks like a set. It looks like a Disney XD show set or something.
It's very bright.
You know what's the difference here with like this and something like Tiki T in like the first place in Silver Lake? There's too much space on the walls.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I hate going to tiki bars and it's like, we got a few of those hanging things, but not many.
Right. It's got to be cluttery and you can't see the wall at all.
Yeah. You need jokey things on the wall. You need a big skeleton who was wearing a pirate hat, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Funny, campy stuff. And this stuff has a little bit of that Party City look to it, as opposed to like stuff that was brought back from the aisles.
Yeah.
And like, I agree. There's a sign it carved that says Don the Beachcomber, but you can tell that wasn't whittled into the wood. That's like a piece of plastic.
It's like 3D printed. 3D plastic. Yeah. Also, it's just so bright. Like, you want a dank, funky place. Like, Tiki T, they could smoke cigarettes inside until like 12 months ago. It's that way for decades. Like, it's got to have a bit of a dank.
This does not look dank, but this looks almost like the more recent Margaritavilles. But the food looks good, right? Look at these wings and tenders. Yeah. That kind of looks, and ribs, a lot, chicken satay and crab rangoon, finger food. That'll be fun. But I don't know. I think a place you got to go in there and soak it up. So slopheads in Florida, make your way to the Don the Beachcomber restaurants and
send us a tape. We want to hear what it's like.
Yeah, send us a tape.
What does it say? They're going to open any more of these?
Yeah, there's like two more coming immediately, and possibly more beyond that
in Florida.
Yep, in the southeast, starting with Florida, but I think it's allowed to trickle its way up into Georgia if it wants.
I don't know if I knew this. Don Beach, maybe it rings familiar, but his name is Ernest Gant.
Yeah, we know
that. Okay, that's a lame. Don Beach is much cooler than Ernest Gant.
Yeah, you'd change it too.
And also, just the Don the Beachcomber changed his legal name to Don Beach. Like,
And why the two N's?
He's an interesting Don man. Beach.
Weird.
Yeah,
he's constantly iterating. I like that.
Well, you know, in the morning when he gets out of the shower, he's a beachcomber.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you get out of the shower after you dry your hair, maybe. You got to get that hair in order.
Comber. Okay.
And he's Don Beach.
See, I don't use a comb, so that didn't hit me.
Yeah, don't use a comb. You use a brush.
I don't even do that.
You're telling me that's just a natural.
Whatever happens, happens up there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I just use my fingers as well. Are you a comb?
No,
I comb.
I got a comb because my hair is so fine and like thin. It looks stupid. Ooh,
it's
all the time.
Fine, all right. Ooh,
it's so fine.
It's so fine. Doodle-lang.
No, it's just like flops down. I gotta comb it into some shape.
Now, does it get confusing that one of your best friends from school as a kid was Tom Combs?
Mm-hmm.
And now you comb your hair.
Yeah. Well, I did it back then too, and did it before I even knew him. So
it
was easier. I would get more confused about who he was.
Who are you? The first time you saw him.
All right. Who are you? Okay.
And then as long as we're following up on Don the Beachcomber things, the Don the Beachcomber documentary, The Dawn of Tiki, does not have a release date yet, but they're, Instagram is going strong now. If you go take a look at the Don of Tiki, you're going to see clips. There's got like animation, there's like stop motion, and there's drawings in Disney style, and their clips are coming in. It looks like a very fun film.
Hey, maybe nice. A movie theater in the country, all the movie theaters in the country could show a double play of us, our documentary, and the Don the Beachcomber.
Yes. Yeah. Good, Michael. Very
Might
good.
Might be good to cross integrate.
That's a good idea for every theater in the country to do that.
Even just play ours. I don't care about that movie. Every theater plays our movie. That'd be great.
Well, is that it for Booze News?
Well, and then the last thing that I just wanted to mention is, have you guys ever seen the show Lost LA?
No.
It's a local LA KCET show hosted by this nerdy guy, Nathan Masters. Anyway, it just came back. I haven't watched it yet, but there's an episode called Tiki Bars and Their Hollywood Origins. So yet another Don the Beachcomber thing just dropped. 2024 is the year of Ernest Gant.
Nice.
You can't get away from Ernest Gant in this year.
People want to.
I just can't get away from that Gant.
Get away from that Gant. It rolls off the tongue. It's so memorable. Yeah. Is that finally it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
Ooh,
that's it for Booze News.
Ooh, I don't even remember Booze News. Ooh, yeah, I feel like I got my
dream,
my skull scraped.
is that what the Men in Black baton is called? Skull scraper. That's got a name. Vaporizer, ionizer.
Yeah,
skull scraper is gauche. This is ghastly.
Yeah, that is ghastly.
Don't call it that.
Men
Don't call
in
it that. Tommy
Black
Lee and Will
memory
Smith.
Memory eraser.
I know that Will Smith called it a memory thingy or mind eraser.
Neuralizer.
Or something. Neuralizer.
Mm. We use one of those at the end of a Sloppy Boys sketch or a Birthday Boys sketch. Folks, tune in at the end of the episode to find out which sketch it was.
We're not going to play it for you.
Nope.
Ooh. But we'll tell you which one.
Also, for you two, be on the lookout, listen out for, you know, any types of things that might bring us to a Sloppy Boys song to play at the end
of
the
episode. Oh, yeah, plug a song. Oh. Plug the tunes.
Yeah, but you should be listening for it.
I love that.
Oh, and it's somebody's pick this time, isn't it? It was because I did it last time.
Sure, but ideally it doesn't have to be anyone's pick. There's just a great song for us to all
That's
love.
True,
and
but it should come down to somebody. Somebody should feel a pressure by the end.
Somebody's in the hot seat.
I'm going to put someone in the hot
sweating
seat.
Bullets.
It's too stressful. Not this episode.
Because you might choose wrong. You might choose the wrong song. And you might fuck it up. Bad episode.
You're going to be stuck with a bad one? Ugh.
Oh, something else I want to say about the... Are you guys liking the video? I'm enjoying the video part of this.
Doing a video
pod?
Yeah,
it's all right.
Mm-hmm. I think people are really responding.
I think people are really respectful.
They could respond a little more maybe and tell their friends and have their friends also watch. But one thing I do want to figure out, though, my camera is backwards. Jeff, yours is...
Forward.
Yours is forward. Why is my camera backwards?
You can flip it.
Tim's is too.
I've noticed that when I watch the YouTube link, it's like, you'll be one way when we're in thirds like this, and then if it cuts to just Hanford, it'll flip him around correctly in that moment. But it's rather dynamic.
Well, I'm just putting it down on my weekly schedule here to have a long conversation with our editor Milan.
Yeah, chew him out.
Sit him down.
You're listening to this right now, Milan. Expect a call.
I actually don't think he listens to these. I think he just chops them and passes them along.
I'm kidding. He's doing a great job.
Well, with booze news behind us, we turn our attention to the drink of the day.
Oh, Mike, you flipped.
I went off the grid.
Now I'm disoriented.
I know I am.
No,
too.
He's good. There you go.
There we go. Yeah, I've been working on the plants around here.
Okay, the drink of the day. We didn't even discuss who was going to introduce this. I assume it's me, right?
if you would, Tim, that would be nice.
I had a presentation. Oh, I'm just going to drag that to trash. Go ahead, Tim. I had a whole thing, but...
The Kanchanchara. Now, I looked at it. I wanted to say Kanchanchara, but it's Cuban, and when there's accent in the middle syllable, I think it means you emphasize the middle syllable. So Kanchanchara... You've had?
No.
What about the Kanchanchara?
I feel like we've said the word Kanchanchara for something else, maybe? Or that was...
Cachaça, that's similar.
That's probably what I'm thinking of. Kanchanchara, cachaça. Oh, I thought something.
So this, have you guys heard or had?
No.
Neither.
No. Me neither. And it has become... famous to us as something that we scroll past on the IBA cocktail list as we have been making our way through all of the drinks in the International Bartenders Association cocktail list. We're getting, is it down to just two? Is it this and then the daiquiri?
Yeah.
So we're almost done. This is huge.
I was hoping this podcast would fizzle out before we got to the end of it. I didn't.
Well, it still might because there's one left.
Yeah, that's true.
There's plenty of time.
We're going to keep going after, and we have exciting things in store. But this was one of these ones where we were kicking the can, much like the Vento. If the name is challenging and then you click and the ingredients are challenging, we were like, let's save that for another week. And then finally, we said, let's end on it'll be thrilling to end with the daiquiri. So then let's do this obscure one right before. You guys don't think it'll be thrilling?
It's funny because it's like the daiquiri's one, but it's like, it's not like, oh, the daiquiri.
Also, like we said, we've backed into it. We've done all these different daiquiris and spinoffs of the daiquiri.
Yeah. Mm. To just go back to the main daiquiri is like, okay.
Well, this is going to piss you off even more because this drink was in the section of the IBA cocktail list that's called New Era Drinks. There's Unforgettables, Contemporary Classics, and New Era Drinks.
Oh, that pisses me off.
So we were like, what is this new ass drink? We've never heard of it. We just are trying to get to that grand finale of the daiquiri everyone's going to lose their shit over. I Googled this fucker. Turns out it's old as fuck. This is the oldest cocktail in Cuba, and believe it or not, it's like a direct precursor to the daiquiri.
This is great news.
So this worked out great for us.
Oh, good. So I was mad, but I guess we're happy.
No, be happy, yeah. Tim.
Hey, I'm happy. this is what becomes the daiquiri, becomes all the other lime, sugar, rum-ish drinks we've talked about. Nice. Because it's really old. This is, we're talking 1800s. It dates back to the 10 years war between Cuban guerrilla forces and Spain. It also, it was like a healing drink. Around that time, they're drinking it out of little clay pots called copas de barro. And then,
much like the what's it called?
Cantarito.
The little clay cantaritos.
That's the word I was thinking of.
Little clay pots. Yeah.
Yes. 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 Not canchanchara.
But the canchanchara, nobody knows what that word means. There's theories, and they all sounded wrong to me. So it's just a word that somebody said.
It sounded wrong to you.
Well, no. People are like, oh, maybe it's some like onomatopoeia for like shaking ice or something like that.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
But yeah, it spreads from Cuba to Trinidad, gets really big in Trinidad. It's still big in Trinidad. But this is just a drink that is a nice, simple drink. And the IBA was wrong about it being new. It's an old sour. And here.
Yeah, their first strike.
Are the ingredients. 60 milliliters, 2 ounces. Cuban aguardiente. Cuban aguardiente.
Never heard of it.
No.
We've got a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
15 milliliters, half an ounce, joie de lime, fresh lime juice. 15 milliliters, half an ounce, raw honey. Don't be cooking that honey, Michael.
Not a syrup, Mike.
50 milliliters water. Oh, I missed that when I was looking at it. That's kind of funny.
Ooh, it's kind of like that grog we had on Doughboys.
Yeah. And okay, here's the method. Mix honey with water and lime juice and spread the mixture on the bottom and sides of the glass.
This is interesting.
Spread. Okay. Add cracked ice, then the rum. See, they're even using the word rum right now. And by energetically stirring from bottom to top. I'm going to say this again. Mix honey with water and lime juice and spread the mixture on the bottom and sides of the glass. Mm-hmm. Add cracked ice, then the rum. And by energetically stirring the bottom to top, canchanchara as you stir. Garnish with a lime wedge.
Okay. Wow. So did we all try to find aguardiente? Yeah.
Yes.
And none of us actually found it?
No.
I was looking for some sort of rum. And then I did see that it was like sugarcane based. Mm-hmm. I had a spirited interaction with the top line spirits guy. He was typing away. I wish I recorded it because he was so boisterous about it. And he was looking through and he's like, we haven't had it. We've had it for 30 years and suddenly we don't have it. I don't know what the story is. Nobody can find it. And he looked online and said, it's similar to Reiki from France, Ouzo from Greece, Sambuca from Italy. And he said, no, that's not right. So this guy clearly has had it before and knows what he's talking about. And he came back to, it's got to be that, what's that sugarcane thing? And I said, cachaça. Mm. And he lit up like a Christmas tree. He couldn't be happier. And so we kind of determined what would be great is 80% cachaça, 20% of that star anise flavor that you get from the Sambuca.
Okay.
Now,
here's what I have to say, Jeff.
I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that shit.
Well, I happen to have that stuff, so that's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, you do what you want to do, but here's what I have to say to the guy at Top Line Liquors. I think that he, according to my research, I think he's thinking of Colombian aguardiente. Because I watched some YouTube videos about aguardientes. The word means like fire water. So it's kind of like just saying like alcohol or like, or people like schnapps or something. Uh-huh. But it sounded to me, I watched some reviews of guys drinking the Colombian version and they're like, yep, got that black licorice. It's like tequila and black licorice. And then people, I saw some bartenders tasting the Cuban stuff.
Yes.
And they were saying that it tasted more like rum and that it had but they mentioned an earthy grassiness. So I think cachaça is on the right
base.
Track.
Split base.
Here's what I think I'm going to split cachaça and white rum.
Yeah. Bacardi. Yeah.
And
so what were the measurements on the cachaça? I think I must have it from the last time.
Well, you're supposed to do 2 ounces of aguardiente. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, maybe 1 ounce of cachaça and 1 ounce of rum, but, or just do cachaça. But, what makes me think cachaça is definitely going to be right is not only did they mention a grassy earthiness, but this is, it's like another cheap liquor that's made from a byproduct of sugarcane. So like, I'm going to get this wrong and real booze people are going to be angry with me, but
they'll get over it.
You know, rum, it's like there's sugar cane and you can make a few things from it. And there's like rum is like made from the molasses and cachaça is made from like the leftover cane juice or whatever. All of these are coming from sugar cane, but aguardiente, much like cachaça, is a less desirable part of the process of the sugarcane.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a laborer's drink or whatever, right?
Oh, right, because cachaça was like using the... Nope, that's something else. Well, another drink.
Yeah, cachaça was something that like the enslaved workers were making in the rum fields. So like for themselves. So I think aguardiente is different, but I think cachaça sounds correct to me.
Nice.
And what we're looking at with the honey, it makes sense. This is a precursor to a daiquiri because honey would just be like a thing you got. And so maybe this will be kind of a little
warmer. I don't have raw honey, but what is raw honey? Just straight out of the comb?
I have
straight out the comb.
Wait, okay. So you got Tom Combs, your friend. You got combing hair. Now you got honeycomb.
Me want honeycomb.
Jeez. I have raw honey. I'll report back. I haven't tasted it, but here's what, because this was a healing drink, this was sometimes served hot. And I could imagine this being nice hot, you know, with the honey. It's kind of sounds like a hot toddy kind of.
Yeah,
a
it does.
I feel like I'm going to have to go a little lighter on that water because I do want that like paste to go around the rim of the glass. I think the water is going to make it not a.
Oh, you're going all the way up. You're coating it from the base all the way to the rim.
That's what it said, right? The bottom and then down up on the walls a little bit.
Yeah. But don't forget to stir energetically.
Energetically also. Enough to make that sound. Conchantara, conchantara.
All right, great. You guys want to get to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, folks, open up your ears and open up your wallets.
Open up your hearts.
Here come the ads. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And we're back. Conchantara's in hand.
Canchanchara.
Is that what it is?
No, it's Conchantra.
Okay, fine.
Yours both look okay. Michael, yours is very light compared to ours. Yeah.
What did you guys What did you guys put in yours?
We use raw honey. How about you?
I use just honey.
So I guess we learned that raw honey is yellower.
Well, what liquors did you have? I did white rum and a little bit of cachaça.
Cachaça.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Me too.
Yeah.
And did you guys have that same issue where once that honey hits that cold water, that cold lime juice, it turns into a blob?
That's why you have to vigorously stir it.
Well, I was trying to make the syrup and like it was just like, okay, there's a bunch of the liquid and then there's just like a gummy booger of honey I'm trying to work around.
I thought it was really going to crust around the side of the rim.
Because typically drinks we make, you're using honey syrup that we've pre-mixed. But this one, the fact that they were saying put honey in there, I thought we were really going to be like spreading it on a glass. That didn't happen at all.
At all. Like, it that's what I said. If you add water to it, it's immediately just going to make it slippier.
And what was with spreading the mixture on the bottom and sides of the glass, but then we're going to end by energetically stirring anyway? This is flawed.
And also, stirring bottom from top, from bottom to top, you can't stir the bottom without stirring the top as well. There's no way to do it.
It's true.
No, I was only stirring the bottom.
Should we take a sip before these
get let's do it.
Bubbling hot?
Sippies.
Okay. It's not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's that
honey though, huh?
No, it's the cachaça for me. I do.
Really?
I don't like that.
It's the cachaça for me. I'm getting the grassiness from that. I do like the honey. The honey adds kind of a warmth that makes it less like, it's not just like a tropical drink. It's got something, it's like caramelized, you know?
Woodsy.
Yeah.
You picture a brown
molasses-y.
Bear. Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, you know what I'm going to do for my round two is make one of those Scotch old fashions I was just telling
Mike. About. Okay, we've had one sip of the drink. We haven't even swallowed our sips, and you're talking about making.
I took two sips.
Okay.
I have a feeling this is going to get much better once this ice goes down. I like the cracked ice too.
Yeah, I got cracked ice.
You did cracked. I did normal cubes.
Yeah, I cracked it. You know, I did it too. I put it all in a sandwich bag and just whacked it against the wall a few times.
Yeah, you throw it on a tile floor or whack it against the wall.
Perfect.
Whack it off. Michael, I was just yelling at you.
I hope this is the apology.
And I want to say I'm dearly sorry. Dearly. I'm very sorry, but it reminded me also that I got beef with you.
Oh, baby.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
I got to dig in, and there's an issue that something occurred to me, and then it pissed me off all week. Last week,
folks, he did it again.
I haven't slept a wink.
Ratings spike incoming. Tim, go for it.
Tim goes off. Ooh, this gives me a good idea. Finish your thing, Tim.
We should have those YouTube thumbnails where I'm like, oh, Tim goes off.
I was just going to say, we should take a few seconds here to like angrily yell at each other and then use that clip for like
the clip. Hey, fuck you. What the fuck? Fuck you.
Oh, I wasn't ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
I don't know what to say. Just finish your thing, Tim. Maybe something will come
up. Here's my beef. Yeah. Last week on our best podcast, like this show's okay. The Pagato Show.
But it's okay.
Our better podcast, if you go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, you can pay $5 a month and listen to the Sloppy Boys Blowout. It's a better show.
That's a show.
That's a good show.
Yeah, I don't like this, but I actually really connect with that one.
I would listen to that show.
Yeah. Last week, we did an episode called Handsomest Guy.
Yes.
And we each elected.
We shouldn't reveal who won because that's kind of just for the people beyond the paywall.
But is it part of the beef?
It's I don't have to say who won, but it's but it's part of the beef.
You can also say who won. I don't think anyone.
Well, I imagine he's not mad at the guy who also didn't win.
No, it actually doesn't have anything to do with winning. What it has to do with was just I had a little theory. I was quite excited about my little theory, and when I have a little theory, I want it to be confirmed. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. And he'll do whatever it takes to confirm that theory.
Yes.
A man of science.
When I sat down to write a list of who I thought the handsomest guy could be. And I mentioned
to
you guys.
And I went to the top of that list, Tim. This isn't beef. This is jealousy.
No, my beef is that I'm jealous. When I was brainstorming, I wrote down a list of guys, and I told you, you guys, I noticed they were all white guys with dark brown hair. And I said, oh, it's interesting that like my idea of handsome is based on what I see in the mirror, but better. I see my own flaws and I think about what I vicariously wish the best version of if you're dealt the hand that I've been dealt.
Yeah. Well, like your animal brain is going back to the earliest Tim, Kalpakis tribes where everybody kind of looks the same, different variations of Tim.
Me as a baby looking into the mirror. As a baby looking into the pond, seeing my reflection on top of a, a river.
Coming out of the ocean, you look back for one goodbye.
The earliest Kalpakis makes it to land in Sprout's feet.
It happens separately for each family. It's not just mankind, the humans. It's like the first Kalpakis emerges from the swamp.
He's got a mustache and a wide jaw. That's so funny. So
all my guys were like better versions of me. And then the guy that I elected as handsomest guy was Marlon Brando. And you could look at me and you could see how I would want to look that Marlon Brando is the ideal best version of a guy who kind of looks like me. I spilled this theory to you guys and I was hoping we'd confirm.
I just spilled some fucking ice on me.
Mike?
I did.
Mike, you're going to get him re-mad.
I know. But I want to hear what the beef is.
My second beef. Now, then Jeff elected as his handsomest guy, Michael Fassbender. Mm-hmm. And I said, this supports my theory because he's Dutton-esque.
Yeah.
He's a delightful Dutton.
I felt called out when you said that.
But I was calling myself out. Now, Hanford, you chose John Hamm. John Hamm is the handsomest guy. And I could see of us, I would say you look the most like John Hamm. So it didn't fuck up my theory majorly. Uh-huh. But something was stuck in my craw all week. And I was like, Hanford.
What is it? It's Hanford.
I'm thinking of this kind of flappy haired guy. And I'm like, who should he have chosen? And then it occurred to me who you are a big fan of. And it is Luke Wilson in Bottle Rocket. And that's what you look like. And that should be the platonic ideal of a handman.
That's not too far off, Tim. He did come into my list a little bit. But I just thought he's not the most popular guy right now. And I'm trying to think of like who everyone would think is the most handsome.
Right. You wanted to win the competition. And then John Hamm is synonymous with handsome. But there's also a funny thing. We were trying to do it on like your face and not have too much context. But there is if you would have paused Luke Wilson like after Tenenbaums or something, we'd be like, that's an amazing actor. I think Luke Wilson is a very good actor, but like,
me too, I like him.
The career of the last few years, probably we probably haven't been thinking about him. He's not top of mind, or you even like movies like Super Ex-Girlfriend or whatever, you maybe even hold against his handsomeness, but either way, my beef is that I think that you think the handsomest man in the world is Luke Wilson.
Me too.
I don't think that. At all.
He's not gonna cop to it on pod.
No way. I'll talk to you about this off pod, Tim, and I will say everything you wanna hear. But in this public space, I'm the king.
You know what's funny is the Wilson brothers back on Bottle Rocket, that was like their first movie based on this short they did.
Yeah.
Luke Wilson, long hair. Owen Wilson, short hair. And then from that movie forward, they switched.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like Owen became the floppy guy and then Luke was the short hair guy.
Owen Wilson's my favorite of the Wilson brothers.
The best.
Let's just say
Future Man?
A Future Man's a hunk. Let's just say that if Don McLean's American Pie Day the Music Died style, if our plane goes down, the Sloppy Boys, and we die and somebody wants to make a movie of us, let's just say it's Luke Wilson, it's Michael Fassbender, and it's the Marlon Brando dug up from the dead.
They'll try for Fassbender. They won't get him. They'll get Steve Zahn.
Yeah, Steve Zahn. That's true. They'll get DJ Qualls for me.
And Tim, Fred Flintstone, the little animator.
Fred Flintstone. And if they can't do that, they'll get the guy who played him in the Flintstones 2.
wait, it wasn't John Goodman.
John Goodman was just one?
Oh, I thought it... No, you know what I'm thinking of?
Viva Rock Vegas.
I'm conflating a lot of things. Remember when they came out with Blues Brothers 2000 and John Goodman was the Belushi role? Or I don't know if he was playing that character, but he was that guy.
Right.
I thought it should have been... what's his brother's name? Jim Belushi?
Mm-hmm. Who is now,
not
right?
Not that I thought it should have or shouldn't have been, but I'm thinking that that happened to John Goodman in the Flintstones movies, which I think was the case.
Wait, but Jim Belushi was like not in Blues Brothers for a while, but is now, isn't that right?
Yeah, I thought we saw him doing something. I can't imagine John Goodman did two Flintstones movies. Is that... Can that be?
I think he did Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas.
Flintstones 2.
It's my belief.
No, it's Mark Addy. Mark Addy became Fred Flintstone, and Stephen Baldwin became Barney Rubble.
Yeah, I was going to say a Baldwin was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark Addy should definitely play me. He's good.
Yeah, Rick Moranis was Barney before. Hey, Liz Taylor. I got to see this movie. Liz Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor?
Jonathan Winters is in it. Rosie O'Donnell. Halle Berry. This is an all-star cast. Flintstones 1, 1994.
I saw this movie at a drive-in paired up with Jurassic Park.
No shit.
Ooh. Yeah. They played this one first, I assume?
I had to see Beethoven second to see Jurassic Park in a drive-in.
That's a bad pairing. You should have been a dino movie pairing like me.
I saw Ghostbusters 2 at a drive-in.
Yeah, but that dog looks really big on a big screen.
Yeah, that's true.
Almost Tyrannosaurus. Like,
almost dinosauric.
Dinosaur. This dog has dinosauric qualities.
This dog is downright dinosauric.
This dirty dog is downright dinosauric.
That's good.
Hey, you can't say any more D words in this movie. We ran out of D's. All right, D's nuts. Here we go.
All right.
At work, I was walking down a row of cubicles, and I looked at somebody in my office's cubicle, and they had a very cool little trinket on a shelf. It was a mosquito in amber.
Mm.
I thought, that's a cool little thing to have on your shelf.
You know what I wanted? I needed to replace the shift knob in my car, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if I had an amber mosquito as the shifter in my car?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
What?
I gotta come to your office and steal that guy's trinket, Tim.
Get that. What, Jeff, now what's going on with your car? It was kind of having some problems recently, but did you fix it or did it?
Mike?
You got a fix yet.
We're back in business.
That car or new car?
Mazda 6. The Mazda 6.
Let's go. When I come out to LA, let's go car shopping.
Let's go fucking do donuts in this thing.
Let's go fucking Tesla shopping. You and a Tesla?
You're not getting good Tesla.
I know, but we can drive them.
Not on a podcaster salary, Mike.
Well, maybe if our fans, quote unquote, did their job and spread the word.
Have you seen what's that Tesla truck called? Like the land truck? Cybertruck. I was walking in Griffith Park the other day. I see a Cybertruck and I saw
oh, one of those weird, they're like kind of weird and like trapezoidal.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like a tinfoil trapezoid.
Yeah, it's
a trapezoid, but I saw like three of them this week. But
it's fucking Bender's Wet Dream.
Stop.
If you're a Futurama fan.
Bender's Wet Dream. I saw one of these driving Griffith Park. I said, look at that, Tim. It's a Cybertruck. And then while I was looking, you're like admiring, like they're electric and they're quiet and they're so smooth. And as I was watching it, like backfired, and it was like,
like a Model T.
Yeah, like a fucking jalopy.
Like a chitty chitty bang bang.
I'm wondering if they built in like it backfires like a real car, but it's like
backfire is only something I've ever seen in movies in like the 80s. It's never, it doesn't, and for like plot points of like, oh my god, a gun went off.
Sounds
yeah,
like a gun,
exactly. Yeah.
Or like Kramer does it and this sounds like a starter pistol and the rate.
Yeah,
and
Jerry starts running. That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Oh man.
Cosmo Kramer and Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, Cosmopolitan Kramer.
Mm. As this gets melty, I'm loving it. The molassesy caramel nature of the honey is it's reminding me of cane juice.
Giving cane juice.
Cane juice. You know it's got juice cane.
Juice cane.
Planter's Punch.
Planter's Punch.
That's the Planter's Punch song.
Oh, this tastes exactly like Planter's Punch. Yeah.
No, Planter's Punch is even better. But Planter's Punch, Tim, also boasted to having healing qualities. Remember?
There you go.
And I had one. I had a couple that night. And I woke up right as rain. Never felt better than after a couple Planter's Punches.
Damn. I should start doing that every night and every morning when I wake up.
This is curing me. I had a bad case of good taste in my mouth. So this is curing that right quick.
I can't believe it's that nasty. I'm getting more.
I'm going to for my round two. I'm not going to use any cachaça. I'm just using rum.
Yeah, it is funny. We've had probably 16 rum lime drinks, but this is apparently this is the origin story. It's going way back.
What were those years, Tim, that you were talking about with this?
Oh, like the late 1800s, second half of the 1800s. Mm.
Cool. You want to make a second round?
Mm. Yas.
Let's do it. Folks, we'll be right back after this.
Yas.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back with round two of Canchancheras. I just did hot water to make the process easier.
Oh, to make your honey soft.
Yeah, but then I'm definitely not spreading the goop around. It's just like a liquid ingredient that's going
you
in first.
You weren't spreading the goop anyway, and you mentioned hot. Jeff, look, I made a hot canchanchara.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
It's a healing
a tiny
drink.
Guy.
Yeah, not a big yield, as Jeff would say.
I guess the ice is gone. No
the cubes
ice.
Really fill it up.
Yeah.
And Mike, what did you make?
I just did... rum. I made the same thing except without the what the fuck are we talking about? Canchanchara. Cachaça. I did not put in.
Cachaça.
Sips.
I like that name though. Cachaça. I wish I liked cachaça. Oh, I took my sip. It's something's wrong with it.
Cachaça is funny because it's got a lot of C's in it and they're all pronounced differently. You got
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
They're using every part of the buffalo.
Yeah, it's like that reminds me of that a quick brown fox jumps over the hedge or something is like a lazy brown fox jumps over the hedge. It uses all the letters of the alphabet.
Yeah. What is that? A quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Yes.
Z. You got the Z and Y and lazy. Yeah. Boom. You throw a Q in there. Quick. Q U. You're done.
You're done.
You're fucking done.
This hot one is, it's not as diluted without the ice, so it's pretty strong. I'm like, it's zippy.
Damn, if I knew the name of the guy who hosts Hot One, after you said that to him, I would have been like, okay, somebody call
Sean Evans.
Sean Evans. Get Evans on the horn. I got a celebrity who's got a metal tongue.
We could use the Evans bump.
Sean Evans is a sort of a mysterious man. He's very plain, not a hair on his head. And,
and not a hair out of place. Not a hair on his head.
We don't know anything about him other than he's a fantastic interviewer, right? The questions on Hot Ones are extremely good questions. And Hot Ones is hugely successful. We don't know much about the man. And then... he was in a news item. He was dating a porn star. He went to the Super Bowl with this porn star. Big news. And then like 2 days later, he dumps her. And then if that was that, I guess it's like, we knew one fact about you, sir. And then you said, no, that I'll take that fact.
Were they dating or did he just was his date to the Super Bowl?
They were in love, Mike.
It could have just been one of those pigskin dates, you know?
Yeah. Hey, come on out to the Super Bowl game. We'll talk about our careers.
Okay, enough shit chat. The time has come to judge the drink. Timothy?
Drink judgers. I love it. I think this might be sacrilege. We'll see how things play out next week, but I might like it better than just a daiquiri. I'm more of a rum guy than a cachaça, and I'm guessing a aguardiente wouldn't be my cup of tea either, but... the honey adds just a little certain something that was very nice. I like it. It's an order again. I like all of the lime sugar rum drinks. I like them.
Of course. A big hit here on the pod. Yeah. Here on the Sloppy Boys.
Whether it's grog or planter's punch, whether it's mojito or conchantra.
A conchantra at lunch.
Yeah. At lunch.
Michael? A lot of times poems need to rhyme. This is a not order again for me.
It's a not order again?
Yeah. This is no good.
Have you considered the taste?
I've considered the taste. That's what was the big tip off for me to say, I'm not going to do this again. Huh. This is going to, I'll put it to you this way, Jeff. For the blowout, when we record that after this, better episodes, better pod, better vibe.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
I am going to be cracking open one of my... Angry Orchard beers. Ciders, wow. I should say.
He'd rather drink a store-bought Angry Orchard over this.
Not store-bought, given to us by a beloved brand.
Sorry, a brand-gifted Angry Orchard over a painstakingly prepared cocktail. Wow. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's an order again, but here's the thing, folks. Kind of a pain-in-the-ass drink. Whenever you're dealing with raw honey...
Use honey syrup.
Pain-in-the-ass. Make honey syrup... and don't worry so much about, coat the sides, stir from the bottom to the top.
That's a mess.
You're just making a daiquiri with honey instead of other. And you know, the cachaça is good to make it earthy, make it a little different.
My honey, when I went in the second time and stirred around, because I used the same ice, huge clump of honey down there.
Yeah. My honey was so raw, it had a honeycomb in it, a big stick of honeycomb.
Jesus.
Stop.
How about that? That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough of the boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Plunk down the five and get double the pleasure. We know you can't get enough of the boys. You listen every week, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
You love it.
Says all the listeners. Yes, we do. We're sheep.
It's probably the best commute of the week, Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right.
Imagine having that Wednesday as well. Wow, pretty good.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting pretty.
Wednesday's middle of the week. You're kind of like, I've talked to everyone at work about what I know. Oh, I'm going to talk about what I learned on the blowout and have that opinion. To just talk about blowouts.
Everybody at work's gathered all around you. Whoa, where did you learn this thing?
Mike likes John Hamm. Cool.
Who's Mike again?
That's your fact. Hey, everyone gather around. Mike likes John Hamm.
Yeah, you get to work here another week. Well, now, did anything from the pod here make you think of any of our songs?
Okay, what did we discuss?
We talked about Honey. We talked about Luke Wilson. We talked about having beef.
Yeah, beef. We had having anger.
We talked about Cuba.
Anger for your fellow man, your friend.
Beef. Okay, this is an easy one. Beef. Smash into plates.
Love it.
What do you put beef on?
Oh, you went beef to plate.
Yeah.
Also, this was this drink we had to energetically stir. We had to smear. I could see this is a dishware.
Yes, this is very much a dishware.
And that's episode. A song that takes place at Williams Sonoma. If I had a gift card for Williams Sonoma, I'd probably buy some stuff to make some conchancheros.
And the guy at Top Line Liquor said it was like Reiki from France or Ouzo from Greece. He was wrong. Greece came up.
The person I went to, my sort of specialty liquor store in the neighborhood that I go when we do something like this, I was talking to the guy about, say the name of the stuff again,
Aguardiente.
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 I had to like show him the list. Be like, this word. He was saying that he thought maybe they didn't get it much anymore because of the Cuban
embargo, like,
trading embargo.
Missile crisis. Okay.
And he was, but he was saying in the neighborhood, the Cuban people that live in our neighborhood, they'll have it every once in a while. They'll get it somehow.
Yeah. Life finds a way. Yeah. I like that.
I was confused because, yeah, you can't get Cuban cigars and stuff, but I do have Havana Club rum on my shelf. I was like, how did I get this shit?
I wonder if it was distilled like in the US or something.
Because I always thought Havana Club was one of those things where it was even like, I thought it was like called Bacardi in America, but it's Havana Club elsewhere. I'm wrong about that. I can be wrong.
Like Hellman's Best Foods. Yeah.
I can still be a good person, but I've been wrong about things and I have remorse for that.
Yeah. Well, Tim's a guy who's always working, always listening.
Yeah. I thought he was frozen for a second, but he was holding a stern
face. He's holding a stern, thoughtful, Howard pensive
Stern.
Face.
Holding stern. Yeah, holding stern. That's what Howard's wife does, I'm sure, on special occasions.
Stop. I was just thinking about Howard Stern and his phrase of when he has sex, he's like, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
All right. Good episode, guys. And good episode, those of you listening at home.
Yeah.
Peace.
Tell a friend next time, why don't you?
Yes, please. And enjoy this.
We have plenty of room here. Plenty of room here on the pod.
Oh, yeah. Folks, if you're thinking like, oh, I can't bring all my friends because there's no bandwidth. We've got plenty of bandwidth. Everyone can listen.
Don't gatekeep the laughs, folks. Bring a friend.
Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole. Yeah. Bye, folks.
You little freaks. Bye. We love you. Enjoy Smashing the Plates by the Sloppy Boys.
Wild, I started smashing the plates. Yeah, I was smashing the plates. Oh, I was smashing the plates. And I was smashing the plates. What can I say? I was having fun. What can I say? I'm Greek. An ancient desire, an inner instinct, the Giannis Antetokounmpo streak. I was smashing the plates. Sonoma started smashing the plates. Yeah, I was smashing the plates. Oh, I was smashing the plates. And I was smashing the plates.
And it's true. Yes, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Oh, it's true.
Fixing melanin
peppers and cornichons. There's no circle surface to be laying them on. No fine, fine china, no ceramic receptacles for your limes, your pine nuts, your yams, your vegetables. No porcelain plates for your gherkins and dates. Cause somebody went and trashed all the platters. But it's not my fault, what were they thinking? Sure, I guess I'd feel remorse, but you gotta understand the risk you're running. You can't let a freak in a preppy plate store. And it's not just plates, it's metaphory. Greater, grander allegory. The plates are fears, the food is love. And me, I'm an angel from above. Jesus and scones may break your bones when they're falling all over old Bill Sinones. Sharp, sharp, sharks. There's no sharks in your party here, but it's a part of me nonetheless. Cause I was smashing the plates. Yeah, I was smashing the plates. Oh, I was smashing the plates.